of God. Because the Bible says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Let us not misunderstand the love of God. Love, God's love is corrective. Praise the Lord. Please, sister, don't misunderstand God's love. Amen. We must balance the word of God. Praise be to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are ready to sing here. A man God loved. He does something wrong. Let's see how God deals with him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. I tremble when I read that. And David consulted with the captains of thousands. Hundreds and with every leader. Can you put it there, brother?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And David said to all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good to you, and if to be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad our brethren everywhere that are left in the land of Israel. And with them also, to the priests, the Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we didn't inquire of it in the days of Saul. Verse 4. And all the congregation say that they would do so. For the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. I'm here to tell you, brother, sister, be careful the source where you are consulting from. Amen.
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 David did the right thing, but in a wrong way. And he attempted to bring God's word out of season. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Out of season and for not the right purpose. And it fails. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He consulted the people. Amen. In the message that Brother Branham taught, he tells us the problem with David is the issue of influence by the congregation. Praise the Lord. We must watch influence. There must be influence for the right cause, but watch influence for the wrong cause. Influence which causes you to go contrary to the will of God. We must be cautious of that. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says in his message that everybody today wants to be a David. What was David doing? He was presuming on the things and the plans of God. And the message, brothers and sisters, presuming is a challenge to all believers. We must not say it's only denominations who are presuming. Even within us who follow this message, there is a lot of presumptions. Praise the Lord. We have not learned to wait upon the Lord. For the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen.
Amen.
We must learn to hear direct from God. And let me tell you, church, any father loves to talk to his children. Isn't it so? You, the fathers, and you have children, don't you find time to talk to children? Even you, the mothers, don't you find time to talk to your children? Even our heavenly Father, he loves to commune with you and with me. I have found a problem. I don't know what is here in Zambia, but we are hearing now people are saying that God stopped talking with the prophet Branham. Is that so? Is that so? Brother Branham has gone. But Jesus our Lord is still here. May I believe my God still speaks. He is a living God. And God still talks. I was preaching recently in my country there about Elijah, who was in the cave. And then the Lord appeared to him in what Brother Bam said, that forerunners. And the forerunners, one was an earthquake, as if it was an earthquake. Then a wind, a strong wind. Then a fire.
Boom.
But the earthquake, the strong wind, and the fire did not move the prophet Elijah. What moved him was that still small voice. Are you following me? And Brother Ram says, those things, the earthquake, the strong winds, and the fire, they were just far running the still small voice. Because the Bible says God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the strong wind. God was not in the fire. Where was God? God was in the still small voice. And I'm here to tell you, I trust that God will give me grace to say it with Christian love. From 1965, when God took away his prophet, we have experienced earthquakes in the message. And the earthquake comes shaking, you know, comes shaking and pulling things down. And then we have experienced strong winds of doctrine. Praise the Lord. Strong winds of doctrine. This one, that one, that one. And has split churches. Brought hatred. Brought bitterness. Praise the Lord. You needed to be with us in that place where we are last year. Because of a doctrine. Be ministers. We are ready to fight physically. And hold each other like this. Message pastors. Because of doctrine. Earthquakes. Strong winds. Praise the Lord. Strong winds. We have faced them. We have received fires of revival. Holy Ghost revival. Thunder revival. And so on. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says God was not in the fire. God was not in the strong wind. God was not in the earthquake. Where God was? In the still small voice of his words.
Amen.
God is in his words.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm told there is a preacher who has left Branham.
Alessia Branham.
And the teaching of Branham. Now they are saying
Elijah,
when he went to heaven, he went with a still small voice. Brother.
Amen.
My brother, we're in trouble. That when Elijah went in the rapture, he went with a still small voice. We are in a big challenge. That's why I'm here to encourage you, brethren, to be on the safe side. Have ability to hear from God. Ability to hear from God is priceless. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost in you will give you the power of discernment. Now, God, we shall see it after the fire, after Malachi 4. We have
Ephesians 4:11,
which is meant to deal with the strong winds, so that we are not tossed to and fro with any wind of doctrine, but we reach unto perfection in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as we listen listen to the Holy Ghost in the fivefold ministry. You as a brother, you as a sister, must have a thinking man's filter. And the thinking man's filter is the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is compulsory, is essential, is a must for anyone who cares about the deception that we are in. Hallelujah. For us to escape the deception, we must have inside our souls a seal of God, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your thinking man's filter. Because Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, He will guide you to all the truth. You may not be teaching here, but you can sit sister there, you can sit brother there, and hear preacher speak, but there is something inside you that will tell you that's not right what he's saying. You got it? Amen. You have a thinking man's filter as the elect of God. That is God's grace for you and me. Give them a mighty clap to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
So everybody wants to be a David. What does that mean? That's what the prophet said. Consulting. Praise the Lord.
Ambuya tamandike.
Praise the Lord.
Ambuya tamandike.
Praise the Lord.
Ambuya tamandike.
So I'll say a few things. We must constantly seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost before we do anything. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 9. Let's read it. Verse 9 to 17. And when they came to the threshing floor of Sidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him. Because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. Verse 11. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the seat of David, but carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Praise his holy name. Brothers, sisters, I need to repeat this. Ability to hear from God is priceless. How many of you agree with me?
Amen.
How many of you have experiences with God? In dreams, in visions, revelations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May I still believe God speaks to his children. Hallelujah. He still speaks to them in dreams, in visions. One time the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, people die with their dreams, because there is no interpretation. Praise the Lord. So brother, sister, when you get a dream, seek for interpretation. God will give you interpretation. Bring your gift to the pastor. Bring your dream to the pastor. That is the Bible order. God will give him grace to get interpretation for your dream. If he's not able to interpret himself, he can get another brother with a gift, and he will help you. Some of us are getting dreams, but he just said, this is a mere dream. But I tell you, friends, the prophet told us, in the season when there is no major prophet on earth, God will secondarily speak to his children in a dream. Brother Branham, when he was here, he was seeing visions and so on. Today, he is no more here. But the Lord Jesus is here. He has a secondary way to reach you. I think it was a sister here who says she got dreams. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe my God still speaks in dreams. Amen. And he can reveal his will to you. Amen. 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 Through visions, through revelations, praise the Lord to guide you as you are walking with him. And sometimes God can use that to help you to discover your secret faults. Secret faults, your errors. You get it? And if you're a pastor and a minister, pastors, I wish I was having a pastor's minister's meeting alone. You know, there are some things I wouldn't want the flock to hear. But so, pastor, since now we are with the flock, you bear with me. I'm going to talk to you like those fellows are not hearing. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're an apostle, whether you are what? Brother, find time to seek the face of the Lord. God taught me about what caused revivals to fail. One reason why revivals failed is that the revivalist, the evangelist, he becomes so busy with the preaching, with the prayers, visiting people in their homes, so forth, so forth, until he will not find a quiet time alone with God. Are you following me? I want to kindly to advise you, my fellow pastors and ministers, don't become too busy. And you cannot find a quiet time. You are alone with God. Don't take God for granted. Come on! Come on! David took God for granted. Because why? He has anointed. He's anointed. So he didn't care to find where is his inspiration coming from. Brothers, my fellow ministers, may God help us. You must watch where your inspiration comes from. Don't take God for granted. One man who took God for granted was Balaam. A prophet Balaam. You know it. God speaks to him, tells him his perfect will, he ignores. Tells him his perfect will, he ignores. Finally, God uses an animal to speak to him, and then he still ignores. He moves on. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, a lesson I've learned myself, not only as a preacher, as a pastor. I told you before I came here, I was somewhere 3 days. And I've made that part of my life. Every year, I must make it a quiet place with the Lord. One time, I was sitting, I think, I don't know which year. I decided, I said, I want to go to a certain town just to be alone. I told my wife, I am leaving home. You are the boss now. I'm going. Where are you going? To be alone with God. I chose the place. I said, I'm going to that place. That night, the Lord told me, don't go there. Go to such a place. I entered the matatu like those ones. About 1 hour's drive.
After 1 hour.
To another place. I went near the river. And I got myself up there. Booked myself in a room. Up in a modest hotel. That night. When I slept. The Holy Spirit came. He said, your theme this year is love. And a song was sung to me in the Only Believe song, 28. Fill my way every day with love. And then as I was there for 1 week, the Holy Ghost came and started to reveal to me the conditions of the church. Believers, one by one. I wrote. After I was done, I go back home to my office. I call them, Sister so-and-so, come. Brother Sansko, come one by one. Is this true? Is this true? And you see, for quaking. I have learned that God can, you, the pastor, God, if you find time alone with Him, God can even show you the condition of your church and how you are standing in before Him. Even you yourself, God will show you a secret faults. Are you following me? God will show you some practices that you are doing in the church, which you are assuming that they are alright. But the devil has just brought something thick, something small, to defile you. I want to give you an example. A few years ago, and we had finished to preach, and we are telling the people, go home. We are dismissing the church. The deacons closed the church. That's supposed to be the order. Now, before you know it, we are hearing the church. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, who's that again? We peeped through the window. We found two sisters celebrating her birthday near the altar of the Lord. They are not informed me, the pastor, even the deacons. Brother, we had to stop that. That's out of order. The house of God should not be misused. You know, there are some of those things, they become traditions to us. They are good, but there are some of them not meant to be in the house of God. Can be done at home. You get it? From that time, we caution the sisters, be very careful. There are many things we do, we think they are all right. But it is important to seek the will of God. It might be good in our eyes, but what about the eyes of God? That's what the Bible says, that the congregation and David, what they were doing in their eyes, it was right. But in the eyes of God, it was wrong. So I have learned as a pastor, not so much to take the populist approach in the church. Because Apostle Paul says, in the gospel I preach is not to please men. And he said, if I please men, I cease to be a servant of God.
That's right.
I must achieve a good rapport with the congregation. I must learn to be approachable to them. They know I'm their pastor. Is that right? I'm approachable. They can come to me. I can listen to their challenges. So I tell them, these days, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you can meet me in the office. Give the deacons a request, you want to meet me. Because I want them to interact with them and find out what their challenges. Praise the Lord. But I should not become a complete mixer with the church. I must maintain my connection with God. So that when the church is wrong, God will come and speak to me and help them. But if I'm completely with them and we are all wrong, now who's going to help us?
Amen.
Are you following me, brothers? That's what I'm saying. This one, I would have loved to be with the ministers a lot. When the flock is not listening. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I want to say, pastors, who is your pastor? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, there are pastors who think they don't have pastors. But if you're a pastor, you must also have another pastor. Someone that you can consult who's spiritual enough and pray together with you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One time somebody asked that question. And the pastor was asked the question, who's your pastor? He said, the church. How can the church be your pastor? In the case of David, the church has already failed him. You get it? So don't make the church your pastor. You must have an elder somewhere, a brother you have trusted in the faith, and you pray together. You know, God speaks to him, speaks to you. You can, share some things concerning the ministry, concerning the work, concerning the challenges you are facing. But, don't have a man who plays God to you. Are you following me? There are again problems in the entire message. Some elders are now playing God to other fellow ministers. Even when God is leading you in the ministry, in the work of the Lord, maybe in evangelism and so forth, another senior pastor somewhere will tell you, why did you not consult me? You get it? You have invited a minister from Uganda to preach in your pulpit. They say, why did you invite him without my consulting him? And if you don't listen to him, you become a bad boy in his eyes. They put you, make you black. Praise the Lord. Never make a man God to you, play God. Thanks be to God. All of us, we have access to the living God on our knees. And as a child of God, God will hear your prayers. As a minister, God will hear your prayers. Are we together, church? Are we together, brethren? Because it is important, I tell you that I have experienced it myself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have faced those battles myself. Praise the Lord. Where another man, I also say, why are you doing that in your church? But is the Lord leading me? We know a local church, above the pastor is the Holy Ghost. Isn't it? Like now we are here. Who is our pastor? If I ask, who's our pastor here? Who's our pastor? You can see. The church needs to be taught a lot of things. Brothers, whether you came from Uganda, whether you came from Kenya, Zimbabwe, wherever, our pastor is Andrew Piri. You get it? He is now our pastor. And we should pray for him. Because it is now the Holy Ghost using him to allocate ministers to feed us with the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Are we together? But the point I want to tell you, don't always, there are two things about David. We must get it right. When he consulted the people, instead of Nathan the prophet, God had a prophet called Nathan. And the word of God comes to the prophet. Instead of consulting the people, he should have consulted Nathan. That's what I'm saying. You, the pastor, instead of consulting the people, consult an elder that you trust God speaks to him. Amen, 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 amen.
That's right.
And that's right.
Amen.
That's correct.
Amen.
That's correct.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when the church failed David, And then he brought the ark in a new cart. And Uzza took his hand.
Now Uzza tenga kwanja yao.
100% fellowship to join into it.
Kwanja imirira kochi yani.
He died. The Bible says God killed him.
Bible kamba mulungu anampaya.
An innocent man died because the word of God was not brought in due season. Hallelujah! And at the right time, and according to God's provided way, and according to God's provided servants. Hallelujah! Hallelujah to Jesus! Hallelujah to Jesus! Hallelujah to Jesus! So the other part of David, he quickly learned to consult the right source. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Can we read a few scriptures? 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Verse
11.
Wait. Let me see. Okay, let's first read 1 Chronicles chapter
14.
From verse 8. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. What is this, brothers? This is a battle, isn't it? Isn't it? All of us, we face battles. And we are here to tell you, we are here for a battle. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Verse 9. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of who?
God.
Inquired of who?
God.
Of God.
Yes.
Say, shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like breaking force of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment and they burnt with fire. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So David now learns to inquire from the right source. He consulted the wrong source. Results were very bad. When he consulted the right source, results were wonderful. When he consulted God, God answered him. I'm wondering, church. The man of God was preaching, Pastor Mawino, that today God will answer your prayers. How many of you can clap your hands for that? How many of you can clap? God, I wonder if David,
that David,
without the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, but he prays and God answers his prayer. How about you and me today? How about you and me today? I believe, precious brethren, we also serve the same God of David. He changes not. He is a God who answers prayer. If you have faith in his promise, God will answer your prayers. If you are in a battle, like David was in a battle, and Paul told us, we fight against, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And he said, put on the whole armor of God. We are fighting demonic powers. We are in a battle. We are not here for a picnic. We are here for a training for war against Satan and his demonic powers. Amen.
Amen.
We must therefore have where we can have church, we must have a secret of victory. And the secret of victory is we serve a living God, a God who answers prayer. We must have prayer points in the church. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When trouble comes in the church, trouble comes in the family, trouble comes wherever, we must be like David. We know where to go. We go to God in prayer, believing our God answers prayer. Did you notice? God gave him a strategy that works. God is a strategist. I will tell you another thing. God is a creator. And as a creator, he has creative ways of handling different problems. Amen. Amen. God doesn't have the same way to do the same thing sometimes. That's what Brother Branham preached. God working in unchangeable God. Working in what? Working what? You know that someone. He's unchangeable God. But his ways are not our ways. Amen.
Amen.
This is what he told David. He told him, do this. Do this. You'll deliver them. David did exactly and he overcame. But the Bible says the enemies regrouped again and came back for more. David goes again to God. Did God tell him to do the same way like he did yesterday?
No.
What did he say? God told him in verse
17.
Therefore David inquired again of God. And God said to him, go not after them. Turn away from them. Amen.
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 He had said in the beginning, the other time he said, go for them.
But number one at end.
But now he says, don't go for them.
Amen.
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 Verse 15. And shall be when you shall hear sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Then you shall go out to the battle. For God is gone forth before you to smite the host of the Philistines. So this time God told him, don't go after them, but just tune your ears. You are going to hear sound. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This time don't follow them. Just tune your ears. When you hear the sound of the mulberry trees, you know that God has gone forth to fight for the battle. So David was only waiting for that sound. And when he heard the sound, he knew God is on the move. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch verse 17. I love this. And the fame of David went out into all lands. And the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Give a mighty clap to Jesus. I feel like dancing. When a child of God learns to consult God, you will never go wrong. Amen. In any decision, in any plan you do, you will always be the winner. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing will fail. Not faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
A human being can fail, but God cannot fail. When he reveals to you his perfect will, brother, stay on it. Stay with it. When God reveals to you his program, when God reveals to you his plan, when God reveals to you his promise about your life, stay there. Stay on it. Don't move. You'll see the glory of God. You'll see the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you, Jesus,
yes,
was not a man that was just out. He was not somebody looking at, how will I reach Lusaka? How will I reach Kampala? How will I reach Nigeria? Jesus was not worried about that. He was not worried about reaching to the masses. But his strategic approach was to get a man who can learn to surrender to him. Are you following me? Amen, 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 amen. Someone who can be obedient to his will. Someone who can listen to him. When God finds one man who can listen to him, he can conquer the whole world.
Amen.
He got William Branham,
Amen.
A man who could listen to him.
Yes.
Man who not only consult seminaries. He was not consulting denominations. He was consulting the living God. God has used him and given him a message that has shaken the entire world. Let me tell you something. Brother, just come and I demonstrate.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' approach is not for him to struggle to go to get the masses. But his approach to get a man like Andrew Peary, who's willing to listen to him, who's willing to surrender to him, Jesus knew
yes.
The people will need leadership.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Amen.
People will need leadership. People need a man to follow. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus gets a man who can follow him. Then there will be people who will follow that man. And through that man, people will be brought to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 That's the strategy of the Lord. Amen. That's why you find today we are here, not just only this group, but a big group is following us online, everywhere. Why? Because of one man that God that has decided to surrender himself. I'm even told he has resigned from the job to serve God. Through him, Jesus has pulled all of us from Kenya, from Uganda, from Zimbabwe, up to daily devotion around the world. Give a mighty clap to Jesus. Give a mighty clap to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. A strategy that works. Jesus is not about numbers, but get a few who can surrender to him, who learn to consult him. He will use them to shake the world. He will use them to shake Zambia. He will shake Zimbabwe. Hallelujah. He will shake Kenya. He will shake Uganda. And through daily devotion, through evangelism strategy platform, Jesus is reaching to multitudes around the world. Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So from this group we are having, we are already a very big group. If we all surrender to the Lord, Satan is in trouble. I want to say Satan is in trouble. Say Satan is in trouble. Hallelujah. Satan is in trouble. Here who have believed on the Lord Jesus and they bear his word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you give it time. The bride will be a super race on us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just before rapture, and the next thing God's going to do, you are going to see a wonderful revival that will break in the bride the world has never seen. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says something is going to happen. They can even close the heavens. But we must learn to consult the righteous. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I wish I could talk much on that. But I want to encourage you, dear loved ones. Please be close to your pastor. If he's a God-led man, please be close to him. Consult your pastor. If he's led of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 I have found some youth. They go and consult other men outside. Praise the Lord. And they come with funny things to the church. And they leave their pastor, whom God is using. Be very careful whom you consult. Praise the Lord. Let's learn from David. When he made a wrong mistake, he corrected it immediately. And I'm saying, please, if you have been making that mistake, correct it immediately, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you'll be known like David. I love it. The Bible says, the fame of David went out in all lands. And the Lord brought to the fear of him upon all nations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Not only in Zambia. They will hear your testimony. It will go viral. It will go viral. It will go all over the world. People come to know there is a woman, there is a man that is directly associated with God. He's hearing from God. God is talking to him. There is a church. God is speaking to that church. Vindicating himself in that church. They follow his word. They are obedient to his word.
Amen.
Number doesn't matter. What matters is our humility to the word of God. Leave the rest to God. Hallelujah. Humility is greatness. And the right humility by obedience to the word of God. By consulting the Lord. They that fear the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. Amen. Let's learn to wait upon the Lord. In prayers. Hallelujah. Listen, even if it looks so good like water. When I was in prayer, if I came to this meeting, the Holy Spirit spoke to me like this. That truckers are in high demand. Truckers. People truck vehicles. My brother there, my pastor Kimani. I was in his house. He showed me a phone. He said, I bought a vehicle, but there is a tracking device on my phone. And he follows that car. I lent it to a company. But I'm able to follow, track it, its movement, where it's going, where it's gone today. Where he has parked. He said, you see, it is here. Oh, friends, the natural ties the spiritual. The Lord taught me that even spiritually, we need spiritual tracking.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 And the Lord told me like this, that we need to track church doctrines, what we believe. We need to track church programs and church practices, because many times the devil will bring something. As I told you, have birthday in the church. It looked so innocent, but before you know it, the sisters were overboard, and it displeased the Lord. A right thing done in a wrong way. You get what I mean? You get it? They just assume that's okay. But you know, there are some things that are not meant for the house of the Lord. We can do it in our homes. Praise the Lord. Let's leave this place. Brother Bam said that the house of God should not be misused. Are you following me? And Satan is very cunning. We can say we have left the denominations, yet we have brought some element of denomination in our midst. And then we plaster it with their songs. Godless songs. That's what Israel did. The Bible said they sang songs. They played harps. Isn't it? They sang songs. They played. It is here, 1 Chronicles. But God was not pleased. Though they sang songs, but the Lord was not pleased. Brothers, let's be careful. We need spiritual tracking. If you have not been doing that, begin now. Before you start any program, consult the Lord. It might look so nice in the eyes of the church and everybody, but first find out from the Lord. Always look at it in the eyes of the Lord. And the eyes of the Lord are His word. It might be right, but not in the right order. God is a God of order. Let's again see what David did it. 1 Chronicles chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remains under curtains." Then Nathan said to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you." What lessons are we learning from that? David has learned that, there is a prophet in the land. The word of God comes to him. If he had consulted Nathan, Nathan would have told him it was not his duty to bring that ark, and moreover, to put it in a new cart. It was supposed to be carried by the Levites. And the Levites were not supposed to carry it on their hands. They are supposed to carry it on the shoulder. Below the shoulder is the heart. For the word of God is carried in the heart of a pastor, a preacher. God's word is not carried in the mind of a preacher, but must be carried on his heart. You get it? That's why we are saying, when even I faced it in my days when I was a young minister. A pastor came to me and said, "Brother Charles, this is a spoken word book. You must just read it to the congregation." It looked a good idea. But according to Bible order, the word of God is not supposed to be just in the mind of a preacher, just intellectual. It's supposed to be in his heart. And before it's in his heart, he must eat it. He must eat that word until it becomes part of him. Then he can just come and prophesy to the congregation. It will give life to the people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I believed in reading the book, pray over it, eat it, make it part of my life. Then I come and preach it to the congregation. It brings life to the people. You get it? So the Levites, we are not just supposed to carry that ark anyhow. There was also the order that they must carry it on the shoulder. And below the shoulder is the heart. Amen. Not a king. Not the king to carry it. Not anybody else. But the Levites, ordained ministers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. If he had consulted Nathan, a man wouldn't have died who's innocent. But the good thing about David, he learned a lesson. He adjusted. He adjusted. Oh, I love that word. He adjusted quickly. And then went to Nathan with a different idea. Now he's not talking about the ark. Now he's talking about building the house of God. And what did Nathan tell him? Nathan told him, all that is in your heart, you do it. Because God is with you. What about brother, if you went to the pastor to consult him over a certain issue, and the pastor told you, do it this way? Isn't it? And then you say, the pastor told me. Isn't it? But do you know what? The Bible says God came at night and visited Nathan and told Nathan, go back and tell David.
Yes, sir.
Did you see it? Verse 3. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan saying, go and tell David my servant, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nathan, being a man of God, he didn't have thus says the Lord, but he was able to encourage David and say, all that you intend to do, go ahead, for God is with you. Praise the Lord. But when at night God came and revealed to Nathan, thus says the Lord, back to David and tell David, no, you are not the one going to build it, but I will raise your son. He's the one going to do it for you. Do you see the importance of consulting the right source? Amen. Even when the pastor has told you something and you have said, this is my opinion, please respect it as opinion, but be free to go back to God to confirm what the pastor has told you. God might have a different idea about it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you see why many times we are having challenges in our Christian journey? Anyway, I'm sure you've got me. So I want now to find where to summarize.
Praise
the Lord. Because of my time. Praise the Lord. God's word is for season and purpose. I'm submitting brothers and sisters in my summaries. Ministers should learn to consult God and the prophet's message for this hour. My advice to you, my fellow brothers, do not ignore or neglect to consult the prophet's message.